in this bulletin, construction union boss John Setka formally expelled from the Labor Party. Politicians from both major parties urge Australia to bring home Melbourne principal Malka Leifer. And banned horse trainer Darren Weir faces court in Melbourne over animal cruelty allegations. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal politicians from both major parties are urging Australia to bring former Melbourne principal Malka Leifer back to the country. There's been a big push to extradite Leifer from Israel back to Australia to face criminal charges over allegations of child sex abuse. Liberal MP Dave Sharma, a former ambassador to Israel, says the case, if left unresolved, could negatively affect Australia's relationship with Israel. Labor MP Josh Burns is also pushing for resolution.
We filed this extradition request in 2014. I remember I was the ambassador to Israel at the time. This case is a high priority for Australia. It's one we will be ceaseless in pursuing, and it's one that, unless resolved soon, will have an impact on the broader relationship.
Construction union boss John Setka has formally been expelled from the Labor Party. Comes after he dropped his legal challenge against the attempt to have his membership ripped up. The Victorian CFMEU secretary came under pressure to leave after being convicted of harassing his wife and criticising anti-domestic violence advocate Rosie Batty. But Mr. Setka launched legal action in the Victorian courts that temporarily prevented him from being expelled. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Mr. Setka's position has become untenable.
Through his actions, he demonstrated values that were not consistent with the values which the Australian Labor Party holds dear. One of those values is respect for women.
Australia's new Treasury boss says there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic about the country's economy despite slowing growth and growing trade tensions. Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy says the economy is yet to see the full impact of the coalition's income tax cuts. He's told a Senate Estimates Committee the stage is set for the economy to strengthen.
There is some general weakness. The really interesting thing, Senator, is that is counterposed by some very strong labour market outcomes. It's part of the puzzle.
It's been revealed a Liberal senator previously critical of refugee medical transfer laws has been appointed chair of Federal Parliament's Human Rights Committee. Sarah Henderson, who returned to Parliament as a senator this month after losing her House of Representatives seat at the May election, was named head of the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Human Rights a week ago. She replaces Liberal MP Ian Goodenough as chair of the committee, who has been battling health issues. An ex-reality TV contestant who says she was unfairly portrayed as a bully has won a landmark compensation case. Nicole Prince says she suffered psychological injury following her experience on the Seven Network's House Rules program in 2017. She argued she and her teammate Fiona Taylor were harassed by other contestants and that both experienced public abuse after the show aired. The tribunal rejected Seven's case that Ms. Prince was not an employee. The New South Wales Compensation Commission ruled the network had owed her a duty of care. The amount of compensation is yet to be determined. Melbourne Cup winning horse trainer Darren Weir has faced court in Melbourne, charged with animal cruelty offences. Weir was suspended from the racing industry after banned electric shock devices known as jiggers were found at his stables during a raid earlier this year. The horse racing industry is under increasing pressure to defend itself against allegations of animal cruelty. The Queensland government announced an inquiry yesterday into the treatment of retired racehorses. A look at tomorrow's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 21, a late cool change in Adelaide, 36, hot and sunny for Melbourne, 32. Sunny for Hobart, 27, sunny also for Canberra, 31. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 25, 27 in Sydney and sunny, much the same for Newcastle and 30. Similar conditions for Brisbane and 28. Partly cloudy for Cairns, 29 and sunny in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.